Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly coming to you over St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and I pray that the Lord gives you his peace. Today, for this daily message of hope on this Friday, as we come to the end of the work week, we're looking forward to the natural break that the weekend brings to us, looking forward to spending time catching up on the things that we have set aside on our own list of things to do, looking ahead to Sunday Mass, looking ahead to an opportunity to rest, maybe catch up on things around the home. As we consider everything that has happened over Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and even earlier today, we consider how we're still gifted with the opportunity of being in the month of May, a month dedicated to Our Lady. We have an opportunity, since it's Friday, to consider the great and the many different merits that our Lord Jesus Christ has won for us through his passion and suffering on the cross. Today, this Friday, is the day of the week that's set aside for us to consider the passion of Jesus. Every Friday of every week, we of course have this opportunity to relive the great love that Jesus has for us, a love that is exhibited on the cross. But on a Friday in May, I invite you, as you desire to allow the Lord to fill your heart with hope, to consider the beauty and the love of Our Lady, who had great hope within her heart, even in the midst of the sorrows of life. As it's Friday, perhaps you're tired, worn down, stressed, worn thin. So much has happened, maybe so much more is still to happen. You've just gotten off work, or maybe there's a late shift of work that you have to go into this evening. So while it's almost the end of the week, it's not necessarily the end of life. There's still a lot on the plate. And sometimes, oftentimes perhaps, some of those things that are still on the plate of life are not always joyful or happy. There's sometimes sadness and sorrow involved. When we're trying to wrestle with the reality of how to be a disciple of Jesus who has hope within their heart, while also trying to keep their head above water in the sorrows of life, we have such a perfect, such a poignant example of hope-filled perseverance in the person of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of Jesus. Of course, Our Lady always directs our attention to her Son, the Lord. But we have these different devotions given to us over 2,000 years of lived Christianity, which are meant to cultivate within our minds and hearts a greater sense of awareness of Our Lady, what she can teach us, and how to take her teachings and really pull them into the deepest part of our heart. Today, I'd like to direct your attention and consideration towards a devotion called the Seven Sorrows of Mary. It's its own chaplet, similar to the chaplet of the Holy Rosary, but instead of the rosary, which has five mysteries, the chaplet of the Seven Sorrows has seven. The Seven Sorrows carry us through the journey of hope that Our Lady makes through life as she's remaining faithful to the plan of God the Father. The first of the seven sorrows is that prophecy of Simeon. Our Lady is taking the Christ child into the temple in Jerusalem to present him as an offering to the Most High. She's going for the rites of her own purification after having given childbirth. And as she climbs the steps of the temple, she encounters Simeon, whom tradition refers to as a priest, a prophet. Simeon, of course, is yearning to see the child who will bring the salvation of the ages to his people. He wants to see the face of the child, God in the flesh, with his own eyes. And as he encounters the Christ child, he shares with Our Lady the prophecy that as a result of this child, her son, our Lord, there will be the rise and fall of many different peoples and nations. A sword will pierce her heart. The reality of the miracle, that is, his conception within her, the incarnation, God in the flesh, now held in her arms, That reality that the Lord is dwelling among us is not a reality that is a secret for her, but it is known. It is public now. Simeon acknowledges that God is in the flesh, Jesus the Christ, and the Lord is the Son of Mary. And through her fidelity and through her yes, and through all of the good works that she will do throughout her life, bringing attention to Jesus the Christ, her Son, a sword will pierce her heart. The next of the seven sorrows is the flight into Egypt. She's just given birth. She's with Saint Joseph. They are treasuring the moment, treasuring the reality of having the Christ child. But even in the midst of that, even in the midst of having a new family, the little one with them, to save his life, they must flee into Egypt. It's an opportunity for us to consider all of the many different ways in how life can make very drastic changes at the last moment, surprises that can bring about great hardship and burden. But do we have peace? Do we have hope? Do we have love? We're called to have all of those even when changes come about. Whether there's a last minute change or a change in our health, whether a loved one becomes ill at the last moment or with a totally unforeseen condition, we're supposed to still have that peace, that love, and that hope in our heart. But how do we maintain that in our heart if not by staying attached to the Lord, by remaining faithful to God? Such a high and lofty task, but that's where Our Lady can become a beautiful example, the perfect teacher. The second sorrowful experience of the seven sorrows, then, is that flight into Egypt. The third, as one can only imagine, especially a parent and a mother, the third of the seven sorrows is the loss of the child Jesus in the temple. They're surrounded by hundreds, maybe even thousands of people, at the temple and in Jerusalem, very cramped and packed and filled with people moving about here, there, speaking and visiting, engaging in business, and also just catching up on conversation, only to realize that you've become separated from your child. How does one persevere? How does one remain grounded in a moment where panic can so easily overtake? Our Lady, then, we journey with her into that third experience of the seven sorrows, the loss of the child Jesus in the temple. Learning from her, watching her, absorbing from her the ability to stay calm and rooted in a moment of panic and excitement, we then become ever more deeply united to and rooted in her Son, our Lord Jesus. So perhaps this week has been difficult, challenging, overwhelming, exciting. How easy it is for us to get carried away, to lose our grasp of the present moment. Not necessarily lose control, because we're never in control, but to perhaps be tempted to lose our peace. By drawing close to Our Lady in this month of May, by holding on to her example on a day like Friday, when we remember the Passion of Jesus, we're able to stay focused, stay grounded, stay rooted in hope. The fourth of the seven sorrows, the meeting of Jesus and Mary on the way of the cross. The Lord Jesus Christ knows he is on his way to his death, his suffering and death on the cross. He knows what is awaiting him. And as he makes his way through Jerusalem onto Calvary, he meets the mother, the woman, his mother, the woman he will give to all of us as our mother, and the woman to whom he will give all of us as her children. They meet, perhaps embrace, for one last time. The woman who, through her yes, gave him life in this world, is the one who accompanies him as he's journeying towards his death, so that we may have life. But our life will not be limited to this world, but meant to be lived in heaven. The meeting of Jesus and Mary, then, is very much a conversation about our salvation and the implication, our redemption, and our unification with Jesus and Mary in heaven forever. The fifth of the seven sorrows is the crucifixion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. We know that Our Lady was faithful all the way up to the cross. When we gaze upon Calvary, we would not only take notice of who is on the cross, but also who is standing there by the side, who in her strength is teaching us how to be strong, who in her tranquility is teaching us how to remain calm. And in the midst of so much darkness and despair, there at the foot of the cross, she teaches us how to maintain hope and life. The sixth sorrowful experience of the seven sorrows is the taking down of the body of Jesus from the cross. We see this most commonly depicted in what we call the Pietà, or the sorrowful mother, Mary, sitting there with the lifeless body of Jesus on her lap. So much has been lost so that even more could be gained. Our Lady there, she teaches us how to stay the course. And as we come to the end of this week, she gives us yet another example of how to be faithful, how to be rooted. The seventh sorrow is the burial of Jesus. No parent should ever have to bury a child. But Our Lady, as the mother, as our mother, teaches us how to survive the challenges of life, how to remain faithful even in moments of pain. She is a true example and teacher of how to be one who is filled with hope, even at the end of the week, at the beginning of the weekend, as we journey through life. May God bless you.